Mr. Cromer, if you wanted to come forward and you can give public comments now. You have 3 minutes.
Good evening, Council. My name is Ken Cromer. Thanks to those of you who thoughtfully do many good things honorably for the residents of Cedar Hills, my family is grateful. At the last City Council meeting, I was abused by the mayor, certain current and former City Council members, some residents, and ironically a newspaper reporter. This meeting was stopped, and I was singled out for public ridicule in front of a number of Boy Scouts, as a matter of fact, while quietly recording the proceedings from the side of the room, completely out of the way, as you can see right now. And with no one around me and with no disruption whatsoever, because you, Mayor, said that an ordinance had to be at the back of the room. This is not the first time a First Amendment infringement has been attempted by Mayor Gigi. In October, the city managers had to call two police officers to come to the golf committee meeting to protect me from a hostile crowd incited to near riot by a mayor and golf committee chair who refused to protect me and my rights to videotape a public meeting. People were kicking my chair, jumping in front of my camera, and making threatening gestures. No apology from the mayor or city were ever offered. Well, tonight the council will be discussing a change to its ordinance regarding videotaping of public meetings. The current ordinance was illegal, and I believe you should have known it. The U.S. Constitution is the supreme law of the land, and any statute to be valid must be in agreement. If it is, otherwise it is not law, and it's in violation, as the following Supreme Court references say. All laws which are repugnant to the Constitution are null and void. Marbury versus Madison. Where rights are secured by the Constitution are involved, there can be no rulemaking or legislation which would abrogate them. Miranda versus Arizona. And thirdly, an unconstitutional act is not law. It confers no rights. It imposes no duties. Affords no protection. It creates no office. It is in legal contemplation as inoperative as though it had never been passed. Norton versus Shelby County. I assume my time is done.
Okay. Next time.
I appreciate your time.
So, Mr. Cromer, you and I don't agree on everything, but you're 100% right on this.
I wonder where my apology is from all the other meetings where I've been abused, particularly by you, Mayor. Is that forthcoming?
I don't think I have abused you, but you are 100% right on this issue.
Thank you.
I have Mr. Cromer first and then Mrs. Cromer. So if you want to come up again.
I'll invite Barbara to go first and then I'll just follow her.
Okay, Mrs. Cromer, if you'd like to go first.
At the last council meeting, the mayor disrupted his own meeting to pretend to take offense and to claim that his council meeting was being disrupted because Ken was videotaping at the side of the room rather than at the back where the city ordinance claimed he had to be. You can't see or hear well the people speaking at this microphone from the back of this room. All you get is the back of heads and bad acoustics. At the side, Ken was able to see and hear the proceeding better and has done so regularly from that position while not interrupting anyone. In fact, to his knowledge, he has never disrupted a public meeting. The only disruptions relating to Ken have been individuals who have chosen to take or pretend offense, demanded they not be videotaped, or protested Ken's disobedience to the unlawful ordinance. This is not new. Ken has informed you numerous times, as have other professional TV cameramen, that the back of the room is not conducive to documenting a public meeting. Your intent tonight to revise and tweak around the edges an ordinance that is already repugnant to the U.S. Constitutional and Utah Open and Public Meetings Law is ill-advised. Presumably by the mayor. In other words, in Ken's opinion and my opinion, putting lipstick on this pig doesn't make it any less porky or enforceable. One of the ordinance revisions proposes to instruct cameramen they must record on the side of the room. What happens if he wants to record from the back for some reason? Would you then threaten to have Lieutenant Lilliard remove him again or arrest him? The only thing you actually have authority to tell us is, or can, is, yes, Mr. Cromer, you can record in any orderly manner, as I, as a city official, will do all in my power to protect your constitutionally guaranteed First Amendment right. In fact, Mr. Cromer, I will challenge any one of my colleagues who tries to make any law abridging the freedom of speech, infringement on the freedom of the press, interfering with the right of peaceably assembly, or prohibiting the petitioning for a governmental redress of grievances. And additionally, yes, Mr. Cromer, you can videotape any public meeting in an orderly manner, and I will do all in my ability to protect your rights under the Utah State Open and Public Meetings Law, which says all or any part of an open meeting may be independently recorded by any person in attendance if the recording does not interfere with the conduct of the meeting. Utah Code, Section 53-4-20355.
Thank you very much.
I do have a suggestion for the ordinance in consideration. While you don't have authority to weaken, dilute, impede, abridge, infringe, or interfere with my rights, you can make law that ensures more access to public meetings and impose harsh penalties to ensure my rights stop being abused. This could include creating misdemeanor infractions or immediate removal from office via a majority vote of the council, the mayor, or any city official who attempts to infringe on anyone's First Amendment rights. That would be a great addition. That would be doing your job as you swore you would do. Have you heard the adage, it's the nature and disposition of almost all men once given a little power and authority as they suppose to immediately begin to exercise unrighteous dominion over others? I know me and my family have certainly felt abused and endangered by this man, the mayor. His numerous falsehoods and fabrications promoted and created using taxpayer money to malign and publicly harm my family. I'm aware that many city employees have also felt his abuse and attempted usurpation of power. May I respectfully suggest you table this agenda item tonight and allow the city attorney time to start a new proposed ordinance, if any ordinance is needed at all, or better yet, create an ordinance adopting state code already in place, but with the addition of penalties including possible removal from office. Or maybe I should just encourage you to do me the favor of passing this ordinance tonight and give me the ammunition I need for a video to help me in my next Boy Scout merit badge instruction on citizenship in the community, showing how people abuse their power, starring all of you. Oh, and by the way, you can say you don't want to be recorded at a public meeting, as the current ordinance reads, but because this is an open and public city meeting, City Council meeting under Utah State Code and the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, your protestations don't matter to me or to anyone else. If this upsets Mayor Gigi and he really doesn't want to be videotaped at a public meeting, he can simply resign his position as the mayor of Cedar Hills and then his wish will be granted. I would be happy to see his wish granted. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
I'm just wondering why we need our own code with this. Isn't state code sufficient to protect us and keep our public safe and cover everything we need?
Yeah. So state code says that recordings are permissible, mm-hmm. So long as they do not interfere with the meeting or are not disorderly.
I like the idea of not having cords that people can trip on, just as a protection to our residents here in attendance. But I don't think that anyone's vision of the meetings or the proceedings should be blocked.
Well, we have a cord right here going right down the aisle. And so I'm just thinking I'd be in favor of just scratching the code entirely, because I think the state code probably is sufficient for us. But that's my opinion.
Mr. Zapala has seconded it. We'll need a roll call vote. So we'll start from my left. Mr. Zapala.
Aye.
Mrs. Reese.
Aye.
Mr. Geddes.
Aye.
Mr. Crawley.
Nay.
Mr. Bailey.
Nay.
Two nays, three ayes. Ayes have it. Thank you very much. Motion passes.